The question was asked, why is it that growth is gradual in Ben Adam Namakom? I think the nice answer to that is given by the Rebbe of Chabad, where he says, a child becomes bar mitzvah. He's obligated in 613 mitzvot. Does he really know all 613 mitzvot? No. He's going to grow and he's going to mess up a little bit. And as he grows, he's going to learn more and more and more. And you see that that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it. Because otherwise the Ribbono Shel Olam would have made it that you become bar mitzvah at 25. After you had a chance to finish Shas and Shulchan Aruch and you know your stuff. Then become bar mitzvah. What's the big idea? Make a guy bar mitzvah at 13. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't, you have another year, Amichai. And he doesn't, he's not yet there. So that from there, the Rebbe of Chabad proves. From there and from one more example, a ger. The Shulchan Aruch says that when a person converts to Judaism, you teach him a sampling. Miktzat mitzvot chamurot, miktzat mitzvot kalot. You teach him a sampling of the weightier sins, you teach him a sampling of the easier mitzvot, and then he can convert if he agrees to the principles of faith. So why? Give him a three-year course and teach him all the details, and then let him convert. Like they do now, but it's an invention. Saying it technically.
One of the things that's changed from Judaism.
No.
What inventions in Judaism?
So if you want to discuss it, so we'll discuss it at length. It goes back to the days of David HaMelech. You're right. It's not an invention. It's quoted in the Gemara. But
actually, that's no proper invention. It's like if you say that it's your work, it's a group.
So
we'll
put that in
the book.
So going back to. So that's so the Rebbe of Chabad brings that as a proof to this idea that that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it, that we'll evolve where we're not supposed to be 100% at day one.